Welcome back. Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. is here, and thank you so much for taking a little time out of your day to share it with us. Dr. Yardley, this next patient we're going to talk to, Lon, one of my favorite topics, sciatica.
Right.
I've had it. You helped me with it.
I've had it, too.
You have?
Yes, many years ago.
And overall, this is something that you have a great deal of success with, right?
Yes, we see many people with it, and it responds well.
Well, let's talk to Lon. Lon, welcome to the show.
Hi there, Dr. Yardley. How are you?
Doing good.
Okay, good.
Yes.
Real quick, about 9 years ago, I had sciatica pain. Went on for a couple of years, you know, went to standard chiropractors and things like that. And I thought I wasn't going to walk again. I mean, it was just in my chiropractors and stuff had just said there was not really a chance that they could do anything more for me. So I started going to other doctors, acupuncture, physical therapy, and of course they ended up going to other doctors and wanting to do surgery on me. And I just was not into that surgery. I was like going, oh my gosh, I've seen so many people be so harmed by surgery. At least subsequent to the surgery, they wouldn't be okay. So anyway, I just, over the years, I had never heard of this before, but I just kept putting surgery off. I went to acupuncture and went to physical therapy and that kind of thing. And that, of course, made me comfortably miserable. That's what I call it. I felt, you know, comfortable in my misery dealing with having this sciatica pain in my basically down my right side and my right hip and that kind of thing. After that, I was like I say, going along, and all of a sudden I heard this Dr. Yardley talking about the brain body connection, and I was like, you know, over time, and I was a little bit skeptical at first, but then I was like, over time, I was thinking, you know, this probably makes some sense. You know, I'm thinking, and so I went ahead and went in and did the initial thing in his office, and after that I just sat there and thought about it and went and of course after the first adjustment I noticed something right away. So, and the one thing about your procedure is that it makes you realize that it needs very little intrusive there's no intrusive manipulations, tiny little exact movements to make that connection happen, and it's just so amazing. You're just going, oh my goodness, how can this be that I've waited this long or went, you know, 10 years without knowing about this? And although I'd heard about it before in terms of the Atlas, but I didn't realize it had such a detrimental effect when that was out of place. And so once that happens, you're just oh wow, I can't believe this. You know, it's phenomenal.
Lon, how long did it actually take for you to see the improvements?
I noticed it right away, right after my first adjustment.
So you noticed changes right away. How did things evolve for you over the next few weeks and months? What happened?
The next week and months, gradually my sciatica got better. And my neck was, that whole thing was gone right away. I would say, I don't know what my last progressive exam was, but it had to be upwards of 90% or 95% or something like that. And but my sciatica was gone, my neck issue was gone, and since then I've really had no problems other than a little bit of, you know, tiny bit of right hip pain once in a while. But it's just been, the whole thing has been phenomenal, and I just can't, in fact, I've actually described your procedure as non-intrusive surgery from the outside of the neck.
Exactly.
Nothing, it's like it's this really exact thing that doesn't, you know, you feel like there's nothing that happened. Boy, did something happen. Your procedure really intrigued me because I was thinking, I don't want to go the conventional route. I've watched so many folks go the conventional route in their care. And when you talked about, you know, I can't remember, you call it disease, something care rather than disease care.
Yeah, health care as opposed to disease care.
Yeah, health care or kind of preventative care rather than disease care, kind of foundational stuff.
Yeah.
Doing things that are foundational to your body and to your life that end up creating a much, much better life for you instead of going at it from, that's what you got going on. Let's treat that symptom and that symptom and that symptom and hope that these drugs will end up, masking the underlying issue. And your procedure unmasks the underlying issue and takes care of it. You know, it's like, just goes boom. It's like, you just kind of go along and go, oh my gosh, I'm getting better and better and better. And I honestly thought I was not going to, back then, I thought I wasn't going to walk again.
That's wonderful, Lon. What would you tell other people who are thinking about going in to see Dr. Yardley?
Stop thinking that you need to be intrusively manipulated, either through other types of chiropractic, other types of physical therapy, osteopathic, up to and including surgery. You know, stop thinking that. I've seen several patients at Dr. Yardley's office who have had surgery, and I've spoken to two of them, and they've said, I said, wow. I said, why are you here? And they're like, because it's the only place I've gotten any relief. And I said, well, you had surgery. And they're like, yeah, I either wish I hadn't done that, or I wish I would have waited before I did that. And I totally agree. And now, because I was one of those patients that could have been, had I elected to do the intrusive route with surgery, I would have been completely unhappy, because I would have thought, oh my gosh, why did I do that when I could have done this? That's what I would tell people.
Lon's got quite a fascinating story, doesn't he, Dr. Yardley?
Certainly he does.
So maybe you've been listening to this and you're thinking, I wonder if I'm a candidate for care with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. But you know, you really don't know until you've visited him. So more of Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C., right here on AM 770 KTTH.